and he was gone, moving already toward the next act of control. Kale stayed where he was for several seconds after the door shut. Then he let out a long, shallow breath and pressed both hands to the back of his neck. He means it. Yes, he would really bury this. He would bury anything that delayed ownership. Kyle looked at the blank monitor as if the erased image might somehow bleed through from underneath. What do we do? Eva stared at the empty screen. The ring of bodies remained in her mind with terrible fidelity. We do exactly what he ordered, she said at last. For now. He turned to her sharply. You can't be serious. I am not interested in being serious. I am interested in keeping access. She forced herself to move, to sit, to place her hands flat on the desk before they began to shake visibly. If we challenge him now, he locks every terminal, pulls every file, and puts security on both of us. Then we know nothing and help no one. Kyle's jaw tightened. He hated that she was right. That, more than anything, was what youth disliked in a crisis. Not fear. Utility. Outside, the first snow began. Within an hour, the station entered its new fiction. Official logs recorded an inbound severe weather event. External movement between structures was restricted to emergency personnel. Private comm channels remained down due to continuing systems contamination after drillhead failure. Search teams were assembled and dispatched with all the solemn formality of procedure. Two pairs of men, roped and over-equipped, stepped out toward the breach site beneath weather lamps and disappeared almost immediately into the whitening air. At first, it did not look like much. A dry wind, loose snow skimming low across the ice. Then the clouds thickened against the upper ridges. Visibility narrowed by degrees. The pass lost distance. Depth itself seemed to retreat. By late afternoon, the world beyond the station windows had become a moving wall of white. Thorne had lied about the storm and then, with the casual arrogance of certain men, been rewarded by reality.